Well, I'd like to welcome all of you to this service. I want you to know, all you dear folks that are in these assisted living facilities and the nursing homes, that the good people here at Liberty Baptist Church continue to pray for you. You're constantly on our minds and in our hearts. We pray that the Lord keeps you safe, that he gives you the strength and help that you need and encouragement that you need. And I want to remind you once again, don't look to man for your encouragement. We can find some encouragement in those around us, but look to the Lord. He's the one that encourages our hearts. So I'd like to welcome you to this service. And today I want to talk about having peace. I want to talk about having peace. Boy, I tell you, it just seems like there's chaos all around us. Some unsettling times that we live in. But I'm thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ, because through him, we can have peace, even during the troubled times. And I want you to realize that I'm not up here just saying these things and reading scripture to you, but I want you to know this is an avenue for you to literally have peace during these troubled times. Now, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy towards us, Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and gave his blood that we might live with you in heaven for eternity, Father. We're so thankful for that, and we're unworthy of that. And we just thank you that it's a free gift you offer to us. And Father, I pray for these people in the assisted living and the nursing homes, that you would encourage your hearts. Father, I pray that you'd give me words to say that would minister to their hearts here today. I ask that, Father, you have your will and way during this service, and may you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm going to start out in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I think I'll read verses 8, 9, and 10. Okay, because it kind of sums up the times we live in right now. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Now, how is that going to happen? That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. How's that going to happen if we don't have peace? It's not going to happen. But we can have that peace. We can have that peace. If we back up to verse 8, Pastor, I'll read that again. And it says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." You ever felt that way? That you're troubled on every side? You know, the narrow road can be hard at times. It can be hard at times. Satan is against us. The flesh, this flesh we carry around, is against us. The world is against us. As a matter of fact, if I go over to Matthew chapter 7, in verse 13, Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14, it says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." There's no peace on that road. There's no peace there. "And many there be which go in thereat." That's telling me there's a whole lot of people that do not have peace. Verse 14 says, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it." Those people have peace, okay? But there's only a few people that find that. The narrow way can be difficult at times. So I want to talk about having peace. Peace of mind in troubled times. If we go to John 14:27, it says right here, this is Jesus speaking. And he says, "Peace I leave with you." Now, he's talking to his disciples just before his crucifixion. And he wants them to know something. The same thing he wants you and I to know. "Peace I leave with you." See, he's leaving us his peace. "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." And I'm glad he put that part in there. "Not as the world giveth." You see, this is totally separate. This is a peace that only comes by way of Jesus Christ. The world knows nothing about this. "Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. These words were meant to give his disciples comfort, the comfort that they would soon need because he was heading for the cross. We read this verse and it is meant to give us peace and comfort, yet for far too many Christians, they have troubled hearts and live in fear. They have troubled hearts and live in fear when there's no need for that. Other than, and I'm going to get to this here in a little bit, other than they have the wrong foundation, okay? We're going to talk about the foundation for peace. Too many Christians today are unable to find peace. For a lot of Christians, peace comes and goes in their lives, leaving them worried and restless. And that's not what the Lord wants for us. He wants to give us peace that we can serve him and glorify him. There's no way we could do that. We cannot glorify God the Father or God the Son if we do not have peace. You know what I'm talking about. There's situations in life where your mind can't concentrate on anything else except the problem, whatever the problem is. But God gives us peace to see us through that situation. Peace that we can still focus on him and he'll take care of the problem the way he sees fit, not the way we want, the way he sees best. One of the reasons Jesus came to earth and died for us sinful people, one of the reasons is that we might walk with God without fear, enjoying his peace all the days of our lives. Not some of the days, not a few days, but all the days of our lives. All the days of our lives. Notice what Zacharias had to say in Luke chapter 1, verses 74 and 75. Luke 1, 74 and 75. He says right here that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Now, how are we going to do that without peace? All the days of our lives. All the days of our lives. Notice John 10:10 with me. John 10:10 says right here, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. That would be Satan. You see, that's what he wants. That's what Satan wants for us. He wants to destroy us. I am come, Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. More abundantly. The only way we can have life more abundantly is through the peace that Jesus Christ offers. That's the only way. Look at, notice Ephesians 2:10. It says right here, Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Walk in them, just like we read in the book of Luke there from Zacharias, all the days of our lives. But we can't do that. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, but we're not going to accomplish those good works unless we have peace. Unless we have peace. One more. Let's go to Revelations 4:11. Revelations 4:11. And it says right here, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure, they are and were created. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ created each one of us for his pleasure, to glorify him. And we can only do that with the peace that Jesus Christ offers us. It's the only way that's going to happen. I say all that because I'm about ready to get into how to get that peace. But I want you to realize that peace isn't so we can live any way we want to live. That peace is so we can labor for him. We can do his will for our lives. And we can have, no matter what's going on around us, we can have peace. Scripture calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. If we look at Isaiah 9:6, Isaiah 9:6, and it says, for unto us a child is born, Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and then right there, the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is called the Prince of Peace. Now, notice what Jesus himself said in John 16:33. John 16:33, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation." See, that's what I was talking about earlier. We have tribulation in this world. It's already here. We're going through it. Maybe not to the degree we're going to be going through it, or we have gone through it, but it's here. Jesus says, "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus Christ has victory over death in this world. And he says that in me you might have peace. He didn't say, go looking for it down the street, or go over here and do this, or go over there and do that. He says, look right here to me. He said, this is where the peace is that you need. Simply put, peace is what the gospel is all about. The gospel is about peace. God is set on us having his peace in every and all circumstances. You know, every situation in your life today, or that will come along, God wants you to have peace through that. That's what he desires. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians 3:16. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. 3:16, it says, "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means." The Lord be with you all. Always by all means. You see, it's not a temporary thing. When the Lord gives us his peace, it's forever. It's for every day. It's for every circumstance, every situation that will come our way. Why is it we see so many Christians that look like they're defeated? You know, this world don't need a defeated Christian. They need a Christian looking to Christ who knows we have the victory because of Jesus Christ. True peace is the result of being justified by faith. You know, that's it right there. True peace is the result of being justified by faith in Jesus Christ. You know, if we look at Romans 5:1, this is why so many people in the world, and we read it in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, do not know peace. They're not justified by Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith," there it is right there, "we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, there's two different types of peace here. There's peace with God, and there's peace of God. Okay? First, before we can have the peace that only comes through Jesus Christ, we need to have peace with God. That's where the world gets it wrong. You know, they don't have peace with God. So therefore, they have no peace that only comes through his son, Jesus Christ. There must be a solid foundation for our peace. There has to be a solid foundation for our peace. We are able to have peace because Jesus Christ has justified us before God the Father. You know, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, Jesus Christ goes to bat for you. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, God looks at us with the blood of Christ applied to our lives as being justified. Let's look at Romans. We're in Romans. Let's go to chapter 4, verse 25. It says, "Who was delivered for our offenses," that would be Jesus Christ, okay, "who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." There it is right there. We're never going to have peace in our lives until we are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Never will. A lot of people don't have peace because they have never entered into that great peace that justification brings. They never have. They're looking for peace in all the wrong places. You know, it's not as simple as living any way we want to live and then complaining because we have no peace from God. It's not that way. Before we can have peace from God, we have to have peace with God. And that peace with God only comes by way of Jesus Christ. That is it. There is no other way. Justification means that my sins are blotted out. That's what it means. My sins are blotted. Let's look at Acts 3:19. Are your sins blotted out? Acts 3:19. It says right here, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Have you repented of your sins and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save you? That's what it's talking about here, that your sins may be blotted out. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, our sins are all blotted out. They're all right there before God. They're all right there. Nothing is hid. Everything we've ever done, every time we have sinned in our life, they're all right there. But just like that, they can all be gone, all blotted out. I have been acquitted of all my iniquities by the blood of Christ. Have you? Those sins are no longer held against me because when Christ went to the cross, he paid for them all. Everyone, Ephesians 1:7. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. That would be the blood of Christ. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Right there it is. What a wonderful verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. If we've never had our sins forgiven, we do not have peace with God, so therefore we do not have the peace of God. We're going to have to tough it out on our own if we do not have peace from God. And we're never going to have that unless we have peace with God. Justification is the key to us having peace. God the Father hasn't turned his back on you, yet many people live their lives as if he has. I don't understand that. They, with anxiety and fear, thinking they're saved one moment and lost the next. What kind of way is that to live your life? They live with needless confusion because they don't have the right foundation. They don't have the right foundation. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:11. 1 Corinthians 3:11. It says right here, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the foundation. Without the right foundation, we cannot have justification. Without justification, we cannot have peace with God. And without peace with God, we cannot have the peace that only Jesus Christ offers. You see, we got to have the right foundation. So many people are looking for peace in their lives, but they don't have the right foundation. They have everything other than Jesus Christ. You know, they're trying everything under the sun except Jesus Christ. Why is that? Maybe it's because it's too simple. I don't know. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's the only foundation. He's it. The prodigal son is a picture of true justification. Okay, let's look at Luke chapter 15, starting verse 20. It's a familiar story. Maybe you're familiar with it. Luke 15, starting in verse 20. We'll read down through 24. Starting in verse 20, it says, and he arose and came to his father. You see, this young man sinned. And he repented of those sins, and he's going back home now. Okay, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. In verse 24 it says, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. He had true justification. You know, the prodigal son, if we had time, we'd read that whole story. But that's no different than us today. You know, if we have justification, that's exactly what God the Father will do for us. It's exactly what he'll do for us. Not only was this sinner, we're talking about the prodigal son here, forgiven, kissed on the neck and given a robe and a ring, he was invited to sit at the Father's table and enjoy the feast. This is a picture of justification, just as though you never sinned. Justification through Jesus Christ. Just as though we had never sinned. Yes, we're sinners. But Jesus Christ justifies us through his blood. And God looks at us just as though we've never sinned. You know, that's just amazing grace right there. We don't deserve that. And there's nothing we can do to earn it. It all comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ. Do you have the right foundation for the peace you need? That's the key. Let's look at Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16 is a wonderful invitation. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's peace right there. That's where we can find peace. But you see, the problem is, people want to pray to God and ask him for help during a difficult time. They want peace in their lives during this difficult time, but they don't have the right foundation. They're not standing on the right ground. They don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. We cannot find mercy and grace in our time of need without the right foundation. And without the right foundation, we can never truly have peace that passes all understanding. Philippians 4:7. I want you to ask yourself if you have the right foundation. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that what we need right there in this day and age? Don't we need peace of God which passeth all understanding? All of our understanding of how this world is going right now and the chaos that's out there, it says right here, God will give us peace that will pass all of our understanding for all of that. But we're never going to get that if we don't have peace with God. We need to have peace with God, and we're not going to have peace with God if we don't have the right foundation. Going back to Romans chapter 5, verse 8 through 10. Going back to Romans chapter 5, we'll read verses 8, 9, and 10. It says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified, there it is again, by his blood, that'd be the blood of Jesus Christ, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, you see, I'm going to talk a little bit about us being enemies with God. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Right there, it says it, for when we were enemies. You see, before you accept Jesus, before I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, I was the enemy of God. I didn't want to be the enemy of God. I was born that way. I was just born apart from God. That's why Jesus Christ came. See, there was a gap between me and God. The only person that could bridge that gap was Jesus Christ. I needed that foundation to have peace with God. That's why God sent his son. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his son to bridge that gap. To bridge that gap. But so many people have this gap between them and God because they never allowed Jesus Christ to bridge the gap. Without Jesus Christ, we do not have access to God. We're enemies with God. We're enemies with God. Christ died for each one of us. He died for each one of us so that we could have access to God and we could have peace with God. Let's look at 1 Peter 3:18. The unbelief in this world is staggering. 1 Peter 3:18, it says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins. The just, that would be him, for the unjust, that would be me, that he might bring us to God. There it is, right there. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, that he might bring us to God. Has he ever brought you to God? Has he ever done that? Is he your foundation? We're talking about having peace in troubled times, but I want you to understand you're never going to have peace until you have peace with God. First, you have to make peace with God, and that's only going to come through Jesus Christ. He's the foundation that we need to have peace with God and to have peace from God. He's the foundation. Let's look at 1 John 2:2. 1 John 2:2, and he is the propitiation. That would be Jesus Christ again. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. You see, when he went to the cross and he paid for our sins, he didn't do it for a select group of people. He did it for the whole world. Just like we got done reading John 3:16. You know, God loves the whole world. And he sent Jesus Christ down here to pay for our sins so that we could be reconciled to him, no longer the enemy of him. And once that happens, then we can have peace from him. We need to quit looking for peace in all the wrong places. And we need to quit thinking all we have to do is ask God for peace. And if you don't know him, he's not going to give you that peace. It only comes from knowing him, knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's it. We will never have peace in our lives if we are enemies with God. Let's look at Romans 5:10 again. I want to read that again. Romans 5:10, it says, for if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Have you been reconciled to God? Have you been reconciled to God? If we truly want peace in our lives, then we need to acknowledge the problem. So let's acknowledge it here today. Let's acknowledge the problem, why we don't have peace. We've all sinned. There you go. That's the problem. We've all sinned. And that sin separates us from a holy and righteous God. We all think we're pretty good, don't we? I know in days past I thought I was pretty good. But after I accepted Christ as my Savior and I started getting into the Word of God, I realized there's not a good thing about me. There's not one good thing about me. But God loves me and he loves you. That's why Jesus Christ came down here, is to reconcile us to God. Romans 3:23, we'll look at that one, and let's look at Romans 6:23. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? Do you see yourselves as a sinner? We must see ourselves as sinners before we can accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Because if we don't see ourselves as a sinner, headed to the lake of fire, headed to hell, to be punished forever, for eternity, for our sins, then what's he going to save us from? We have to see ourselves going down that road. Back in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, it's the broad way. It's the way most people are going. But if we don't believe that, if we don't see ourselves heading in that direction, then we're never going to be saved. We'll never be saved. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin. Now, verse 3:23 says we're sinners. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now it's going to tell us what we've earned because of that sin. A wage is something you earn. For the wages of sin is death. That's it right there. Physical death. Physical death. And if we don't accept Christ as our Savior, we'll experience a second death, which is spiritual death. But the gift of God, see, this is where his grace comes in right here. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A gift isn't anything that we can earn. We can't buy it. We can't work for it. It's a gift. You know, we're coming up on Christmas time where everyone exchanges gifts. But you didn't have to pay for those gifts. They're free by way of somebody else. Well, eternal life is free by way of Jesus Christ. By way of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only solution for our sins. He's the only solution to have peace in our lives. The only way for God to bridge the gap between himself and us is through his son, Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5. That is the only way. 1 Timothy 2:5, and it says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men. So there's only one mediator between God and you and I. Only one, the man Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? Or are we still looking in all the wrong places, trying to justify ourselves? And there's no way we can do that. Justification only comes through Jesus Christ. Only comes through Jesus Christ. His death was a substitute for each one of us. He paid the penalty for my sins and for your sins. Let's look at Isaiah 53, 5 and 6. Isaiah 53, 5 and 6. You know, I could stand up here and I could talk about peace and how wonderful it is and all that stuff. But I'm afraid too many people are looking for peace in the wrong place. Too many people are looking for peace the wrong way. Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6, and it says, but he, we're talking about Jesus Christ here, but he was wounded for our transgressions, not his. He was wounded for ours. He was bruised for our iniquities, yours and mine. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, you and I are healed. In verse 6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. It goes back to Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, that be Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. There was no sin in Jesus Christ. He was sinless. He was perfect. But God put all of our sins upon his shoulders, and he paid for those sins on the cross with his own blood. Let's look at 1 Peter 3:18. I think we already read this one. Let's read it again. 1 Peter 3:18. It says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Let's look at Acts 4:12. There's only one way. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. See, that's where people have it wrong. They look to so many different things in people of past years to save them. But it's not going to happen. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ. That is it. You want peace in your life, you have to make peace with God. And you're not going to make peace with God until you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the foundation. That's when we're justified. That's when God gives us his peace that passeth all understanding. Jesus, let's see, in order to have true peace in our lives, we need the right foundation, and that's only Jesus Christ. That is it. There is no other way. Let's look at Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. I'm trying to show you that apart from Jesus Christ, you will never have peace. You will never have peace. I don't care where you look for it. The only way to have peace is Jesus as your Savior. And then you have peace with God. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. See, people want to make salvation, a lot of people want to make salvation out to be harder than what it is. You know, if it took someone with a lot of brains to be saved, well, that would leave me out. I'm nobody. I've got no college education, but I don't need one. You know, Jesus Christ came to save me just as much as he came to save you. And all it takes is faith in him. Faith in him. It's just a gift. It's a free gift. It says right here in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. You see right there, there's no way we can work for it. I've been knocking on doors before, and I've asked people if they're going to go to heaven when they die. And you know what? I've heard people actually tell me the good works they do. It's not going to get them there. God is not impressed with what little we can do in and of ourselves. You know, we've looked at some verses earlier that we're created to glorify God in good works. But we're never going to have the peace to accomplish that on a day-to-day basis without the right foundation. And that foundation is only Jesus Christ, the one who justifies us. That's it. You know, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, it's as easy as acknowledging the fact that you're a sinner and asking Jesus Christ to save you. You know, I don't know if people have talked to you before and wanted you to say a prayer, wanted you to do this, that, or the other. But it's as simple as that, as asking the Lord to save you and forgive you of your sins. You know, let's look at Romans 10, 9, and 10. This is how you have the right foundation right here. Romans 10, 9, and 10. This is all it takes right here. Contrary to what other people might tell you, this is not my opinion. I'm just reading it from the Bible. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Right there where it says, shalt believe in thine heart. You see, we can't just say words and expect to be saved. God searches the heart. He knows if you're sincere. He knows if you're really trusting in what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. He knows this. And in verse 10, it says, for with the heart, you see right there it is, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Once you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ went to the cross and paid for your sins, Then you, with your mouth, you can go ahead and ask him to save you. You can ask him to forgive you, and he will. Verse 13, it says, for whosoever, that's you and me, that's everyone. That goes back to John 3:16. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you want peace in troubled times? And we live in troubled times. You want peace through that time? You must have the right foundation. You must have the right foundation. And that foundation is Jesus Christ, who justifies us. So when God looks down at us, he sees the blood of Christ applied to our lives, and he looks at us just as though we've never sinned. Just as though we've never sinned. Not because of anything we've done, but because of what Christ has done. That's the only way we're going to have peace in our lives. The peace that we need to serve God on a daily basis. Isn't that what we want to do? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for this day and this opportunity to put your word on DVD and out there by way of live streaming, Father, and just get it into these nursing homes and these people that are shut in, and just let them know, Father, that peace only comes through Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. Father, help all of us to realize that before we can have peace that comes through Jesus Christ, we need to have peace with you. Help us to accept the fact and to realize in our hearts, Father, that Jesus Christ is the only one that can bring us to you. Father, I just pray that if anyone's listening or watching, Father, and they've never accepted Christ as their Savior, that you would continue to work in their heart, that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior before it's eternally too late, that they would be a child of yours, Father, knowing for sure that they have a place in heaven for eternity, and that have the peace of God so that we may labor for you on a daily basis. Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy to us. Just ask that you continue to work in hearts long after this is over. In Jesus' name we pray.